Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be special schus for morning baruch shiur for nishmas. Maris Esther, Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Chaim, Sugana, Maris Akafana, Bas Rav Meir Zev. We're learning the Siyata Dishmaya, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, continuing our series in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs Esei Dalid. Rambam writes, V'amitzvah HaRevi'is, Who he? She is Hiranu me'asuis tsurois ba'alei chayim. We have been forewarned not to make forms of ba'alei chayim meho eitzim veho avonim from wood, from stone, amatochos from metal, zulasim and other things. Ve'afal pish lo yeasu leha aved. You know they're not made to serve. Just making tsuros of ba'alei chayim is aser. V'zohar choko me'asois ha'tsurois b'chlal, k'do sh'lo yachshuv b'hem ma sh'yachshuv ha'scholim sh'em ovdi avoid zoro, sh'yachshuv ki l'tsurois koichois. And this is in order to distance us from making forms, in order that we don't think like these foolish idolaters that these tsuros have kochos. V'romo yisav lo sasun iti elohei chesef elohei zov. Don't make with me gods of silver and gods of gold. So we see from the Rambam that the yesod of the iser of asiyas tsurois linoi, the iser of making forms for purposes of beauty, is because of avodah zarah. Like the Rambam says, it's a harchoko from that a person shouldn't think that these tsuras have kochos. So it's trying to keep you away from avodah zarah. Now, derech zeh Rambam kosef b'chibur, perigimah halacha yud, aser lasas tsuras lenoi, ve'af al pi she'ein avodas kochovim, etc., k'dei shelo yidu behem atoyim v'yidmu she'ein la'avodas kochovim. People shouldn't think that these are for idols. These are to serve idols. Chas v'shalom. So we have to stay away from making tsuros of Balei Chaim in order to keep us away from Avodah Zarah. So people don't make a mistake and think that these tsuros are gods of power. So that's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam in the Chibur, Avodah Zarah 3:10. However, it would appear that we have a kasha from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah in the Sugya Daf Mem Gimel. There it says, Tanan Hassan. The most tsurois, levonois, hayolai l'Rabban Gamliel. We learn in the Mishnah there, in Rosh Hashanah 24a, that Rabban Gamliel had a depiction of each of the various shapes of the moon. So he would show the simple folk the various shapes and positions of the moon and ask them, did you see the moon like this? Did you see the moon like that? He wanted to see if they have conflicting testimonies. And is it permitted to make these depictions of the moon? But a braisa expounds from that which is written, you shall not make with me. You shall not make images of my servants who serve before me. How then was, which includes the moon, the sun, how then was Rabbi Gamliel permitted to make images of the moon? It says, Lo sasun iti, you shall not make with me, you shall not make images of my servants who served before me. So since you're not allowed to do that, how did Rabban Gamliel do it? Amar Abaye, The Torah prohibited making only images of servants that are possible actually to replicate. Kidisanya, as was taught in the Braisa, etc. So a person should not make a house in the form of the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, a pavilion in the form of the Ulam of the Beis HaMikdash, a courtyard in the form of the temple courtyard. You're not allowed to build a house that has the same dimensions as the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Teretz of the Gemara is that it's only forbidden to make images of the servants that are possible to replicate. So you can make exact replicas of the Beis HaMikdash and its vessels, who served before Hashem on earth in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah asks making such images. However, one is allowed to make images even of the heavenly bodies, which cannot be replicated. You can depict them, but you can't replicate them. So Bai is telling us that from this Braisa you see that you're only allowed to make the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make a duplication of the Beis HaMikdash. The moon, yes. Now, where does the Braisa get the Isser, according to Abaye, of making the Tavnis Heichal, Tavnis Azara, Tavnis Ulam, etc.? Where does that come from? Losasun iti. So is that Avodah Zarah? What did Suras HaMikdash have to do with Avodah Zarah? The Rambam says the Losasun iti is also Avodah Zarah. And therefore you're not allowed to make Suras of Baalei Chayim. That you're also, from that pasuk, you're not allowed to make tzuris of the mikdash. What does tzuris of the mikdash have to do with avodah zarah? So you see that it doesn't seem to be avodah zarah, Dick. It's not a harchaka from avodah zarah, because tzuris of mikdash has nothing to do with avodah zarah. So that's a kasha in the Rambam, who says it's avodah zarah. You see, it's not avodah zarah. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam was kaveya, the iser of asiyas, tavnis, heichal, etc., in Hilchos Beis HaBechira among the dinam of Meir Mikdash. So we see that he holds that it's not mitin avodah zarah, it's halach of Meir Mikdash. You're not allowed to make a tzura that's doyma to the Mikdash. But Saib Tzarachim from the Sig in the Gemara. And we see that Asiyas Tzuras HaMikdash is Aser, Atzlo Sasun Iti. It seems, which is a pasuk talking about Avodah Zarah. And this doesn't seem Avodah Zaradik. What does the pasuk say? Sasun Iti Elohim Chesef Elohim Sasun Lechem. It's telling you not to make Avodah Zarah. What does this have to do with Avodah Zarah? We also have to understand that the Gemara puts it in the context of Losasun Iti, the Isser of Tavnis Heichal, Tavnis Ulam. And the Rambam puts it in the category of Dine Mora Mikdash. So, this is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch, and others. So it would appear as follows. We have a lot, there's a lot to say about this sugya, sweet friends. A lot, a lot, a lot. There's a beautiful tshuva from the Heilige Klausenberger, the Divrei Hatziv. And we're going to see now what Rav Kunstler says in the Drisha Spikudecha and the Madura Tinyana and the Madura Kama. He also talks about it. And Rav Gishtetner has a tshuva, Laharis Nassim, Rein Rabbeinu Rav Nassim, Shetzal, and Chela Gimel. And Rav Zvichi has a tshuva about this, very fascinating tshuva. And Teres Paz. And Rav Luria, the great Goyen, Rav Luria Zetzal, and Avni Shoham talks about it. There's a lot to say. So let's begin. B'hemshech HaSugya, Gemara is Deicha, the Teretz of Losasun Iti. And it says that it's not referring to Tavnis Asiyas Bayis Tavnis Heichel, etc. Making your home in the same measurements as the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that it's not talking about that? Because it says in the Braisa, Loisasun Iti. Ba'atanya Loisasun Iti, Loisasun Kidmus Shamoshai, Hamisham Shimufanai Bamarim, Kagoin Eifanim, Visrufim, Vechayos HaKodesh. You shall not make images of my servants who serve before me on high, such as the Oifanim, the Serafim, the Chayos HaKodesh, and the ministering angels, the Malachi Asheris. So, how then could Rabbi Gamliel make images of the moon? There it says, Meforish Bamarayim. Now that I make the Mus Shamashem, Shamshim, Mufanei Bamarayim. So how did Rabbi Gamliel make an image of the moon? So Abaye says, earlier on, that's before the Gemara gets to the Sraf Mufanim Chayis HaKodesh. So Abaye says, when the Gemara says, L'sasim Mufanim K'dmush HaMashim Shamshim Mufanim B'maro, Abaye says, this is the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, L'asur Torah Ela B'dmus Arba Panim B'Adi Adobi. The Torah Asur is only an image of four faces together. That's what's asr. And it says Chayos HaKodesh, when it's talking about the Chayos HaKodesh. These are the four holy angels that bear the heavenly throne. Yechezkel describes them. It's having four faces. A person, a lion, an ox, and a nesher. So Abaye says, when the Braisa says, you shall not make with me the Mus Shamoshim, Shem Shamshim, Lefanai Bam Mohoim, it's referring only to the Chayos HaKodesh. And therefore, the moon is not going to be asur. Because it's not a Chayos HaKodesh, obviously. And then the Gemara says, wait a second. Bishar Shamashim Shari, skipping a little in the Gemara, and is making images of other celestial servants, other than the Arba Panim Bahadeh Adavi. Is that permitted? V'atanya Losasin Iti Losasin, that's what I read before. Losasin Kidmus Shamashim Shamshim Lefanei Bamar and Gwarafam Sof Mechayas Kosh Melachai Sharis. You see, it's not only referring to the Chayos HaKodesh, but it's also referring to Ofanim and Serafim and Malachi Asheris. And therefore, it also includes the moon. any celestial servant. So how did Rabbi Gamliel make his moon? So Abaye says, no, only the Madhur HaElyon, only the servants in the upper abode, not including the moon. And then the Gemara says, what? The Madhur HaTachton is Mutter? It says, Asher b'Shamayim, l'rabus chama, u'levana, k'chav mu'mazalas. V'sase l'chav p'esa v'chol t'mun asher b'Shamayim imal, v'sher b'aretz mitachas, v'sher b'mayim mitachas l'aretz. So the Gemara darshins, what's the Sheva Shemaim? Chama v'ulavanu k'chav mazalas. You're not allowed to make the moon. And the mimal of Malachi Asheris. The sun and the moon are prohibited. And the Gemara says, okay, Kitanya hi lo'iv dam. That Brisa teaches that images of heavenly bodies, such as the sun and the moon, are forbidden. It means to worship them. But there's no issur of just making the images. Hi lo'iv dam, afilu shel shulchan nami. If it's one is prohibited from worshipping them, why only the heavenly bodies? Even a tiny worm as well, the Gemara says, it's true. That's learned from the end of the pasuk. Asher ba'aretz, mitachas is the rabbos shul shulchan. So right now the Gemara is holding that it's only usher to make them in order to serve them, but not stam to make them. But is it really mutter just to make them? I weave a brisa of losasim iti losasim kivnusha moshe amashamshin lufane bamarim. The going chama lufane kuchav mizolos. Here you have explicitly that you're not even allowed to make a sun, a moon, stars, and constellations. So look at how did Rabbi Gamliel do it? So Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel is different. The other people made the images for him, so he never was older. But what about Rav Yehuda? That other people made an image on his ring. Apparently it was that of a human face. Maybe it was a heavenly body. The point is, it was a forbidden image. And Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Sami eini didan, you blind this one's eyes. In other words, destroy the image. So why have any? You're not allowed to have any image. You're not even allowed to keep it around, even if other people make it for you. So the Gemara says, no, in the case of Yehuda's case, it was because some of boilet. The signet was protruding. Umishum chashta. And it was on account of avoiding suspicion that Shmuel told Rav to destroy the signet. Shmuel was concerned that people who saw the image would say Rav Yehuda worshipped it. So that's only if it's boilet. If it's protruding. Sanya, tabasha, chasama boilet, and got your ring, signet. It's protruding. Asur lanicha, you're not allowed to wear it on your finger. And if it's shekel, you're allowed to wear it on your finger. Umuchai shinan, mishum chashda, we're really worried about suspicion. There was a shul of Shayef Yashiv in Arda. They erected a statue of a king, and Shmuel's father and Levi would go there and daven, and they weren't concerned about suspicion. They are worshipping the statue. So the Gemara says, no, Rabim is shiny. Rabim is different. It was in a public area, so there's no shash that people are going to think about it. Ay, b'harang amliel the yachid hayava. And amliel was a yachid, and he kept images of the moon. Why wasn't he concerned people would suspect him of worshipping the moon? The Gemara says, no, he was a nasi. There were a lot of people around him. Other people say that when they were made of interlinking parts. And Rabbi Gamliel assembled them only for the examination of witnesses. At all other times, these pieces were kept separated and the general public didn't see any image of the moon. Viva Yisema l'slam et shiny. And some say that in order to instruct is different because it says l'sum alamu lasis tavatalamid lahavin l'hoiris. So they were made to instruct, to teach. So there's no chash of avodah zarah. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. As hayotze mevur me'asugya, that the iser of asiyas suros of shamashim ha-mishamshim b'marim is begimaloi fanim. We have the dmus of arba panim b'hadei adadi v'chayos ha-kodesh, the four faces that carry the chariot. We have also, number two, the srofim v'ifanim v'chayos ha-kodesh. We also have the various angels, and we also have Cham Levana Kechav Mazalos. That's what comes out from the sugya. And the Gemara says that all the Teirutzim that Abaye gave are correct. When Abaye said Lo Asra Torah Ela B'mus Arba Panim B'Havdei Hadadi, he was correct. And when Abaye says Lo Asra Torah Ela Shamashim Sheva Medora Elyon, he was correct. And when Abaye says Lo Asra Torah Ela Shamashim Sheva Shalasis Kamoisan, he was correct. And that's why it doesn't say Ella Amar Abaye. Each time it says Amar Abaye. Because every time Abaye was presented with a source, with a brisa, he was interpreting this brisa, and his interpretation of this particular brisa was correct. So we see from here that he wasn't Chozer Bo. He wasn't retracting. Rashi, the Atosti, Ramas, the Tel Shemashim, Shemador, Eli, and Omer Ri, Cholelu Terutzim Shalabai, Emesem, Lo Karbu Cholechad, Elo Omer Abai, Shmamina, Shloya Chosebo, and Mitchila Hidarish, Men Amikra Lesser Shemashim Shalmata, and Hechavula Makach Lesser Shemashim Shemador, Eli, when Sophana Bishamayim Tachtoinim, Cham Lovan, Homidol, Shem Kuan Berki Hashem. So each time he darished in something else, but it wasn't that he changed his mind. Each time he said the pshat was the correct pshat. And each time he made a different drasha. Every time he was presented with a brisa, he made a different drasha. Kedivrei HaTosis Nira Mavur Gam Al Pi Svara Shara Yisoida Yisru Asiyas Tzuris Misham Shemara. So it's true that the maskana we include even Cham Levana. So himself, Mehechi Teisi Lahatri Dmus Dalit Panim. Chazinon Meyagimora, the Pshita Tfele Abai Lesser Kagabne, the Dalit Panim Lesser Chamu Luvana. So it's not that Abai is changing his mind, because you can't be Matir the Dmus Arab Panim just because you end up Asering Cham and Luvana. You can't be Matir the Dmus Arab Panim. So when Abaye says the lesser tell of Musa Arba Panim Bahabi Adahadi Adadi, that's correct. He didn't change his mind afterward and say, no, 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 it's referring to the moon. It's also referring to the Arba Panim Bahadi Adadi. We see in the Gemara, it's more pashut for him to ask for the Arba Panim. And only afterwards he got to the Cham and the Levana. So they're all the answers are correct. The Seraph and Bofana Bechayas HaKodesh Arasar, the Arba Panim Arasar, the Moon and the Sun Arasar. Derech Zeneir Medivri Atur B'Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. Aber kula masu la sesa. Loish naisem shem mother shchina kon dal panim. Loish naisem shem mother elyon kon chais visraf vay fanim. Loish naisem shem mother atach kon chamu levana. So they're all asr. So Abai didn't change his mind. They're all asr. However, the Rambam Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the third parak in the 11th halacha, writes, "She'aser latzer d'muschama v'levana perchavim mazalas v'malachim, she'nema loisasun iti, loisasun kidmus shamashai hamishamshim l'fanei b'mara." You're now allowed to make the surah of Recham and Levana. Kochavim Mazalas and Malachim. Vasasu Niti, don't make the dmus of those that serve me from above. So the Rambam includes sun and the moon, like one Ukimta Babaye, one Braisa. The Rambam includes the Malachim from another Braisa. The Rambam omits the Dmus Dal Pana Bahadi Adabi. And like the Rambam we have in the Targum Yonasan at the end of Parshas Yisro, and the Pasuk of Laisasu Niti, Laisavdun Lemiskoi Dmus Shamasha Visiara Vukhavaya Umazalaya Umalachaya Dimashamshin Kadmoi. You're now allowed to serve, you're now allowed to make, you're now allowed to make to serve the dmus of the Shemesh, the Areach, the Kochavim, the Mazalos, and the Malachim that served before me. Hein hein divrei Rambam. Rambam also says that you're now allowed to make the most chamevel vanu kachav mazalas. So the question is, why does the Targum Yonasan omit the most dalet panim bahati adadi? That should also be asi. That's also part of our sugya. And you also see from the mahalach of the sugya that the higher up it is, the more asir it is. More pashit that it's asir. So the arba panim are the highest. So why does the Rambam omit the arba panim? The dmusa arba panim bahadei adadi. Why does the Rambam omit that? So Shitas HaRambam, Tzorech Iyun. So it would appear B'das HaRambam that the makor for his Shita is from the very fact that we find in the Braisa Lahedja that this Lav was said Linyan Tzorechim V'Yifanim, and it was also said Linyan Cham V'Lofanim Hashem Kein Linyan Dmus Dalet Panim B'Hadi Adadi. We don't find an explicit braisa, that's Abaye's words, but not an explicit braisa. And therefore the Rambam holds that since we learned the Hemshech HaSugya, that the braisa says Lahedja, Srafim Bofana, Vachamu Vilavana, are included in Lo Sasun, and it doesn't say that about the Tmus Dalet Panim. So the Rambam holds, not like Tosfos, that that doesn't stay Alibad Amis. Libid Emes, only what stays is what's in the Braisa explicitly, and not the Ukim, that particular Ukim Tov Abaye, Abaye Dmus Arba Panim. So now we have the Makor for the Rambam, why he omitted the Arba Panim. So Sophie, so the Varm Tumut Tamua. What's going on over here? Once we ask for Chama Levana, it's more Pashat that the Dmus Dalet Panim is also, like we see in the Vur from the whole Mahalik of the Gemara. And the kasha is even on the Braisa. Why didn't the Braisa include the Arba Panim together with the Cham of Levana? Rishitas HaRambam Yesh Lahar Mediyuka De Tosfos. Why didn't it say Elo Amar Abai? That means Abai is changing his mind. For the fact that it didn't say Elo Amar Abai, which means Abai is changing his mind, it means that if we stick with the Ardemus Arba Panim. It wasn't a Chazar. So Nochamo, we have a kasha in the Rambam. As a Nira Vidas HaRambam, Shekol Iker Shitas HaRambam Litchos Zeh Shedmus Arba Panim isn't going to be included in the Yisr, was Neschadesh Only after the Gemara proved the Sasuniti includes the Cham and the Levana. The explanation is that originally Abayi held the Begedu Yisoy the Lab of the Sasuniti, that it's because of a Zilzul B'chol Shamayim, that he's making Tzuhois HaMashamshim Lefanav. And for this reason, he holds that the Brais of Asiyas Tavnis Ahechol is because of this Lab of Losasim. It's a Zilzul B'chol Shamayim that you're making the Tzuhois. And therefore, you're now allowed to make Tavnis Hechol. Because that's a Zilzul B'chol Shamayim, Losasim. And for this reason, we thought that the Shamshim Lefanai B'maram is referring to the Dmus Arba Panim. They're Meshamish B'mother Ashchina, like the Torah writes, the highest level. And in that, there's also Zilzul and Kavod Hashem. Afterwards, when the Brice was Mechadesh, Sraf and Vaifanim, the Chiddush is that even those Shamashim are included in this Isser. And if so, it's Pashit that the Isser is also referring to what's even higher, what's in the Mother Ashchina. Once it's referring to the Sraf and Maifanim, it's also referring to the Arba Panim, the Mus of Arba Panim. But afterwards it says in the Gemara, what, Sheba Mother Hatachto Mishari, is it Mutter in the lower level? It says, the Sheba Shemaim, the Rabbis, Cham of Ulavanu, Kochavu Mazelos, Mimal, the Rabbis, Malachi Asharis. You see, you're not allowed to make the Cham of Ulavanu, Kochavu Mazelos. So even Madura Tachton is asked. The Gemara is like, no, Kitanya he lo evdan. That's only to serve them, but not to just make them. The Gemara says afterwards, no. Vasiya greatest of Mishari? Is it Mutra just to make them? Hayat says, lo sasu niti lo sasu kidmus shamashai kum chamu levana. So you're not even allowed to make the cham and levana. So it would appear that the Rambam holds that now at this stage in the Gemara, we have a new gather in the lab of Los Sassim. Not like we thought until now, that it's because of Zilzul B'chol Shamayim, but rather it's a din in Harchoka Mi'avodah Zarah. The Rambam learns this from the fact that the Brisa says Asher B'Shamayim, the Rabbis Chamu Levan. The Rambam holds that it's Pashut, even in the Saka Daitach, that the Nidon is Mishum L'Sad Avodah Zarah. V'alderach Shebe'em is Dachu Da'hi La'ovda. And the Gemara says, no, that's La'ovdam. That's why you're not allowed to make these demuyos, these forms. You're not allowed to make them la'ovdan. Sheba Shemayim, the Rabbis Chama, Ulevanu Kchav Mazelos is la'ovdan. So, Nahavamina, it's referring to Asiya, not Linyan la'ovdan. But it's Midin Avay Dezar. Nahavamina, who said you're not even allowed to make them, Midin Avay Dezar, and this is not, you're not allowed to serve them, Midin Avay Dezar. And then the Gemara says, no, you're not even allowed to make them. Midin Avay Dezara. Losasun is Avay Dezara. Losasun Iti is Avay Dezara. Even Cham HaLevan, it's Mishum Lesad Avay Dezara. And that's Tiktok Lashon HaGemara. Vasiya Gredis HaMishari. Vatanya Losasun Kon Cham HaLevan. So you see that the Nidon is Linyan Asiya Gredis. In other words, not Avay Dezamish, like the Dechi of the Gemara and the Braisa earlier. Rather, Linyan Asiya Belvad. But again, the whole nidain here is a nidain of avodah zarah. So, kum tais, that according to this braisa, leisasun, referring to cham and levana, is not only a limud, that even cham and levana are included in the lav, but rather, panim chadashas ba'olakam. Bikr yisod, yad yisod la'i love. This Gemara does this sometimes. Right now, the Gemara is changing, mamish changing directions. Until now, we thought that we're dealing with the zilzul kvod shamayim issue. And now is mischadesh at this stage in the Gemara that we're dealing with a harchoka from Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Rambam holds. Then after mischadesh, the Yisra v'asas and Mishum Lesad Avodah Zarah, and this Bryce is parallel to the earlier Bryce of Asher B'Shamayim, the Rabbis Chaim Ulevana. Just the earlier Bryce is referring to Avodah, you're not allowed to make the Chaim and Levana to serve them. And now it's referring even to Asiya Gredis, so just to make it, just to make that form is Asa. So that's why we're Doicha, the Dmus Dalet Panim. Dmus Dalet Panim is only Al Tzilzul Kvod Shamayim. Now it's Mishum Avodah Zarah, it's Avodah Zarah. So for that we only have the Brice about the Cham and the Levana. When it says in the Brisa that you're not allowed to make these images in order to serve them, what images does it say you're not allowed to make in order to serve them? Asher Bashamayim refers to the Chama the Levana, Kochav Mazalos, Mimal, the Rabbis Malachi Asharis. Ah, so that you're not allowed to make them to serve them, you're also not allowed to make them stam. So that's the Isser, that's the Avoy Dezara Dike Isser. So apparently that's what people would serve. People would serve the Avoidah, people would serve the Chama, the Levana, the Kochavim, the Mazalos, the Malachi Asharis, but they wouldn't serve the Dmus Arba Panim. And therefore, when the Maskanas HaGemara, when the Gemara says that the Maskanas HaGemara, the only thing that's usher to make, things that are usher to make are the Kochavim, Mazalos, etc., but not the Dmus Arba Panim. Until now, we thought it was the Zilzal Kavod Shemaim, so that included the Dmus Arba Panim. But now that we see it's Elevay Dezaradik, you're only not allowed to make what's usher, what people are serving, which is the Chama, Levana, Kochavim, Mazalos, etc. So, Asher Shapir, we now understand very nicely that the Chama was mashmit the Dmus of the Arba Panim. And it's also very good, the Seder of the Divrei Rambam, that he was makdim the Yisr, Latzer, Dmus, Chama, Belavana. And only afterwards he spoke about Malachim, the Chena, B'Tagub, Yonason. He only mentions Malachim at the end, not like the Mahalach of the Sugga, that Malachim comes earlier. And the answer is, Enachinami, at the beginning we thought Malachim came earlier, because it was Zilzal Kavod Shamayim. But now we see that we're talking about an Isra of a Zara. So the Nafochu, in the Brisa, first we're Marbe Chama Vilavana, and only then we're Marbe Malachi Asharis. Because the more likely you are to serve it, the more Asir it is. So therefore you're more likely to serve Kochav Mazelis than Malachi Asharis. So that comes first, and that comes first. Sa'alik Abadi Avodah, Sa'alik Nini Asiyah. So when you're Marchik, when you make a Hachaka, Linyan Asiyah, when you make a harchaka l'inyan ha'asiya, what type of harchaka are you making? You're making a harchaka even for the malachi asharis, but primarily for the kochav mazalos. That comes first. Because that you're more likely to serve, and therefore when there's an isser of harchaka, when it's asar al tarchaka, the sun, the moon, the stars are going to be first. They're going to precede the malachi asharis, which comes second in avodah, and they also come second in making it stam, which is Mishum the Sada Avodah. It's because of a Chashash that people are going to think that you're serving him. And now we also understand why the Rambam puts the making the tzura of the heichal, the tzura of the ulam, he puts it in Hilchos Maariv Mikdash. Because originally we thought it was Zilzal Kavod Shamayim. And it was derived from Lo Sa'asun Iti. That's who we thought at first. Sabai says that's talking about what you can make. Images of servants that are possible to replicate. Bayis Tavnis Heichal, Achsadri Tavnis Ulam, etc. So, included in that, since we were thinking now that Losasun Iti is Mishum Zilzal B'Kavod Shamayim, that's also Zilzal B'Kavod Shamayim. But in the end, we see that Losasu Niti is Avodah Zaradik. So Losasu Niti is Avodah Zaradik. So then, the sister in the Braisa of making the Bayis Tavnis Heichal, Sadr Tavnis Ulam, Chatzur Tavnis Zara, Shulchan Tavnis Shulchan, Menorah Tavnis Menorah, can't be Al Zilzal Kavod Shamayim. Because Losasu Niti is a Mitzad Zilzal Kavod Shamayim. Losasu Niti is Avodah Zaradik. And these making the temple forms have nothing to do with Avodah Zara. And therefore, and the Bryce itself does, that's a bai originally. That's a bai according to the first understanding. That it's talking about Tavnis Heichal, the Pasuk Losasun Iti. Because right now we're thinking it's Mishim Zilzal B'Kavod Shamayim. And afterwards, when the Gemara makes an about face and says, no, it's Medina Vadizara, then making the Tavanis is not going to be Asr Mitzad the Sasuniti. Why is it going to be Asr Mitzad Meir Mikdash? Therefore, the Rambam puts it in Meir Mikdash. That's where the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Beis Habachiyur. So it's mamish gevaldik now, except for the Ella Amar. It still doesn't. The Gemara would have been better if the Gemara would have said Ella Amar Abai, because the Gemara at the end is making a bad face. But even without the Ella Amar, we still want to suggest that the Rambam omits and the Targum Yonis and Benazil omit the union of the Arba Panim, because only it was originally Asr, the Gemara thought so, because it's Asr Alf Zilzul B'chvot Shemayim, and therefore what's more high is Asr, the higher up is Asr. And then that was the Mahalach of the Sugya till a certain point, and then the Gemara changed around and said, no. The Isser is even the Kochav and the Mazalos. The Gemara starts talking about being over there, the Gemara starts talking about being over about the Zara. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to make this, the moon, the stars, out of the Zara. And then the Gemara switches around and says, ah. So when we ask her, the moon and the sun, even to make it, the making it is also out of the Zara. Just like you're not allowed to make it to serve it, you're also not allowed to make it stam out of the Zara, for chashash of the Zara. That's as far as that. And then that also includes Malachi Asharis. You're also not allowed to make Malachi Asharis to serve. But we don't see in the Brisa that it's also to make the Arba, the Musa Arba upon him to serve, so therefore it's also not also out Chashad, Harchaka. In the end, it's all Avodah Zaradik. And originally the Gemara thought that it's a Zilzal and Kvot Shemayim to make forms of the Beis HaMikdash, to make the Tavim, the Hechal, the Shulchan, the Menorah, etc. And then again, the Gemara says, no, Lo Sasuniti isn't teaching you that. It's not teaching you Zilzal B'chvot Shemayim. And Mela, why is it Aser? Why does the Braisa Aser the make Tavanios of the Beis HaMikdash? It must be Mitzad Meir HaMikdash, and that's how the Rambam Paskin is. Okay, so obviously, like I said at the outset, there's still a ton more to do, but this is a very beautiful analysis of the Gemara, Siyata Dishmaya. And if you stick with me, Mirtz Hashem, we shall believe neither see more. Niflaot rabot gedolot v'atzumot mitorat Hashem. Thank you for listening. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom.